Chapter 4. Mr. Rochester comes home. 3 months passed. At first, Adele was a little naughty, but she soon became polite and easy to teach. She learned quite well and seemed to like me. There were other people in the house, the servant girl, Leah, and Sophie, Adele's French nurse, and John the driver and his wife. I often heard Grace Poole laughing, and sometimes I saw her come out of the attic room and go into the kitchen with a bowl or a tray in her hands. Once or twice, I tried to talk to her, but she usually replied with just a word or a short sentence. One late afternoon in January, I decided to walk to the village of Hay to post a letter for Mrs. Fairfax. It was a nice sunny day, but it was very cold. The lane was narrow and it had lots of pools of ice in it. I began to enjoy being outside, with the pale moon already in the sky. I stopped at a stile and looked over the fields. Suddenly, a huge black and white dog appeared in front of me. It was followed by a large black horse with a man on its back. He rode on a few metres, and then there was the sound of the horse's feet on ice. I heard the man shout before both he and the horse fell on the road. I immediately moved forward and helped the man to his feet. "Are you hurt, sir?" I asked. He tried to walk, but then he cried out. A few metres away, the horse slowly climbed back onto its feet.
"Can I do anything?" I asked.
"You must stand on one side of me," the man said, and he put his arm around my shoulders.
I helped him walk slowly to the stile, where he sat down.
"It is only my foot. It will be fine," he said. Then he shouted, "Pilot, come here."
The huge dog came and sat by his side. There was still enough light to see the man's face. He had dark, angry eyes and thick black hair. He was tall, and he was about 35 years old. Strangely, I felt comfortable with him. Maybe it was because he was not handsome in the normal way. He continued to look angry and did not smile when I spoke to him.
"Sir, it is very late, so I cannot think of leaving you in this quiet lane. I must help you get back on your horse," I said.
He looked at me for the first time.
"I think that you should be at home yourself," he said. "Where do you come from?"
"From Thornfield Hall, sir," I replied.
"You mean that big stone house just below?" he said. "Whose house is it?"
"Mr. Rochester's."
"Do you know Mr. Rochester?" he asked.
"No," I replied. "I've never seen him. I am the governess. I'm going to Hay to post a letter."
"Ah, the governess," he said. "I forgot."
Then he stood up and put a hand on my shoulder.
"Please help me."
Slowly, I helped him walk to his horse, and then I helped him climb back onto it.
"Thank you," he said. "Now, go and post your letter."
Then he quickly rode down the road with his dog behind him. When I arrived back at Thornfield, it was dark and I was very cold. I went quickly to Mrs. Fairfax's room, where there was a fire. Mrs. Fairfax was not there, but lying alone in front of the fire was a huge black and white dog.
"Pilot?" I said.
Immediately, the dog climbed to its feet and came to put its head under my hand. At that moment, Leah, the servant, entered.
"Whose dog is this?"
I asked.
"Mr. Rochester's,"
she replied.
"He has just arrived. Mrs. Fairfax is with him, and John has gone for the doctor. Mr. Rochester's horse fell, and he has hurt his foot."
"Oh," I said. "Please, bring me a candle, Leah."
Leah went and got me a candle. Then I quickly went upstairs to take off my things.